me a book entitled How to Write a Novel. I opened it eagerly.
Chapter 1. Stop reading this How to Write a Novel book and start writing your novel. Chapter 2. Why are you still reading this book? Start writing your novel. And the remaining chapters are similar, though with more swearing. Perhaps I'd best just start.
I grasped my pen, and the words flowed from me like wine from a barrel that had been pierced in a comedic sword fight. They only stopped when Harry returned, some hours later.
Ah, Harry, let me just finish the sentence and I shall be with you. Wrench the spanner from the anteater's hand. There.
How goes the writing?
I shall read you what I have written. Make yourself comfortable, old friend. The man wrenched the spanner from the anteater's hand. Oh, I could have sworn I'd written more than that. But I've been writing solidly for 8 hours. At this rate, it will take me just over 120 years to write a novel.
Goodness, Pipbin, you write almost as quickly as I can read. I've been reading Moby Dick for 12 years.
Call me Ishmael.
Well, you've ruined it now. Aha, the girls are back. How was work, dear wife?
I have a job as a bearded lady.
But you have no beard?
But I shall have. I am on a diet of manly things. Steak, beer, scotch eggs, late-night kebabs, and no fruit. And I am straining hard to grow bristles.
Let me kiss you in congratulation. Mm. Ooh, stubble rash. Weird.
And what about you, dear wife?
I do filing and accounts. Definitely nothing sordid or demeaning or awful.
In truth, working at all was demeaning for them. I had to rescue them, and this new urgency inspired my writing as never before.
There, finished.
That is an enormous book, Pipbin. It must have taken you at least 200 years to write. Which means we're in the future.
No, I merely remembered an old writerly aphorism which inspired me. Write what you know. Make yourself comfortable again, old friend. Uh-huh. I know that cheese is lighter than metal. That a dachshund is not a furry snake on stilts. Also, that a woman is just a boy who didn't try hard enough while growing up.
I continued for several hours.
And I know that whilst both apples and wood float in water, wood crumble is horrid. The End by Pipbin. Well, what do you think?
Harry? Oh, sorry, Pipbin. I fell asleep. Nothing to do with you, of course. It's that dreadful book you're reading.
Alas, my book was awful. I began to fear that we'd never save our wives from their drudgery. But then Harry made a discovery.
Pipbin, look. I was digging some mud for supper, and I wondered, how far down does mud go? So I kept digging and digging, and finally, I struck oil.
Harry, that is amazing.
Yes. I shall use the oil to make salad dressing. And soon I shall be a vinaigrettianaire.
Then our wives may return to womanly pursuits, such as simpering, liking horses a bit too much, and hats.
Actually, I quite like Pippa as a bearded lady. It tickles when I kiss her.
You do not worry, she is too manly.
All right, Harry, mate, let me just remove my pipe and kiss you.
Tickles!
Anyone fancy a beer? Maybe an arm wrestle?
Ooh, both please!
Seeing Harry and Pippa so happy together, I sought out my own dear wife. Alas, would that I had not found her, for there she stood in a vile back alley, garishly clothed, leaning against a lamppost and talking to a man.
Might you be looking for company, sir?
What sort of company?
Maybe a little cockney company.
So I were. How much would it cost?
It's a shilling for a drop date, half a crown for a glottal stop, and for the whole rhyming slang, a pony.
Here you go.
Naughty boy. Now, take the weight off your plate. The meat will have a right old knees up.
Have you any hake or haddock?
Have I any hake or haddock? I shall bleed well, Calco.
Right, babe. What are you doing?
Look, it's my old man. I mean, dear husband, what a pleasant surprise.
I really must be going.
Falco, what about me pony, you pox-munching job?
You are no more than a common cockney, flattening your vows for money.
dropping your H's for any man that asks you.
Dear husband, I'm only trying to earn a living.
What's going on?